Hey guys, what's up? This is Andrew, and first off, I wanted to say when you're trying to do a startup, it could be really difficult from time to time. By difficult, I mean a lot of times it could feel impossible, it could feel relatively very challenging, and a lot of times you want to quit, things are not going your way, it feels like people are going against you, bidding against you, and you're going out of your way trying to people please, but you're not really pleasing yourself. You're not really embodied in your work, and sometimes it feels like it's no longer for the passion. It feels like you just want this to succeed, and you're not willing to put in the work. And even if you put in the work, sometimes you're just saying, like, I'm putting in the work, I'm doing this over and over and over again, I'm trying to fulfill my dreams, and nothing is working. And I'm telling you, the easiest way to guarantee failure is to quit. If you're a quitter, if you feel like you are going to quit, if you're at the edge of your seat and you're going to quit, and you're saying the struggle is too hard, it's too hard, Sabi, I can't hustle no longer, you're guaranteed to fail. Because when you quit, you're basically saying, I'm giving up on my dreams and I'm going to go fulfill other people's dreams. I'm giving up on fixing my insecurities. I'm going to go fix other people's insecurities before trying to fix myself. I give up on my passion. I'm going to go fulfill someone else's passion. When you quit, you're guaranteed to fail 100% of the time. Instead, see either what you're doing wrong and pivot. See what you're doing that's demotivating you. See what you're doing that is taking... That's basically really slow. And if it's not too slow, then you have to put in the effort. You have to put in the effort over and over and over again. You have to do so many of those practice shots, so many of those practice rounds, and you have to embrace the struggle. You have to embrace the hard work. You have to embrace the pain. You have to embrace the pain so much because pain edifies someone. If someone spends a life filled with pleasures, it's going to end in pain. But if someone spends a lot of time filled with pain and struggling, it's gonna end up, he's gonna come and he's gonna be victorious, you know? He or she is gonna do amazing things. So here's my advice to those who want to quit. If you want to quit and you feel like you're no longer passionate about it, quit. Because if you truly are not passionate about it, why try fulfilling that dream if it's making you miserable? But if you truly believe in your dream, then you shouldn't look at it as like, I am a quitter, you know? I'll be honest, some people have terrible dreams and maybe quitting might be good for them. But some people, if they actually believe in what they're doing, they could make amazing things. I'm not saying that's all the time, but a lot of times when you believe in what you're doing and you put in the hard work and you put in the effort and you stay motivated and you're willing to do the struggle, you're willing to do the hustle, you're not going to be a people pleaser. You're willing to fix your insecurities. You're willing to work 0 to 100. You're willing to look at that pain and you're willing to ignore the pain. You're willing to go through the pain. You're willing to go through the struggle. No matter how many people push you down, no matter how many people put you down, no matter how many people say bad things about you, you could end up becoming victorious and you could end up doing a lot of amazing things in life.